Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Rock and Roll Radio. So first off, you might be wondering, why does the name sound different? That's because it is. I decided to change the name because the music podcast seemed a little bit too general, and it seemed like if you were to search that, you'd have to search through a million other names and other people. So I decided to make it a little bit more specific, called the Rock and Roll Radio. So, let's get started for today. So, first off, I just want to say, I get most of my information from the Guitar World magazine. It's really helpful. There's a ton of information in there. And that's mostly how I've made my first two episodes so far, with all of the information inside. As you might know, the AC/DC previous episode, I knew most of it already, but today we are going to talk about the Foo Fighters and Medicine at Midnight. Let's go. All right. I love this new album. It's so cool. And so this album was made as their 25th anniversary album, and it's their 10th studio album, which is really cool. And they essentially before wanted to do something sort of like a quote-unquote world domination. And they tried to play at all of the first cities that they went on tour at. And they also used the first van that they used previously. But sadly, all of that was canceled because of COVID-19. Sadly. Very sad. And the band was quarantined, and they could not go anywhere. But Dave Grohl kept writing a little bit. And, they were pretty much holed up in these other places. They weren't really together at all, and they could not go on tour, and they could not continue recording their album. But, so he keeps working, and then he was also, during quarantine, he was working on this documentary called What Drives Us. And I don't really know mainly what it's about. I have not seen it yet. But it seems like a cool thing, because, like, I assume it was, like, written probably around COVID, and he was probably driven to make that, which probably brings out the name in it. But that's just my guess of it. I forgot to mention that documentary was actually about, like, why people just drop everything and decide to play music. And he jokingly said, just drop everything and play music from a van. That's just a reference from that van tour that they were talking about. But yes, quarantine was very, very tough on the band. But thankfully, they made Medicine at Midnight, which is their brand new album. My dad just got it, and it is a great album. It's so cool. So cool. And really, their only reference for music was everything that they've done in the past. So, like, they couldn't really listen to other people. I mean, I'm sure they did, but their reference to kind of have their own sound was from everything that they've had in the past, which is what Dave Grohl said. But some things were not very normal from their original Foo Fighters sort of feel, I guess. Shame is like a very, very abnormal song from them. I was reading about that earlier today. And yeah, most of the songs do have a little bit of a classic Foo Fighters feel, but there were a lot of them had a different bit of a mix to them. Shame and Love Dies Young. They also use different guitars for different sounds, and they use different amps. Just totally forgot what I was going to say. They used Fender, a lot more Fender guitar, single coil pickups, rather than, because they're more of like a humbucker band, which means like they use more Gibson guitars, but they decided to go single coil a lot with the Fender pickups, which is pretty interesting, because, I mean, which is pretty cool though, because like it's something that they're not usually used to, and that kind of adds a little bit of a unique feel to it, which is really cool. And they always, it's kind of funny, they always say that they take breaks after they record albums or like go on tour. Like they record an album, and then once they're done with it, they just kind of go out and play everywhere. And then after that, they're just like, all right, we're going to take a break. But actually, they never really do. Somebody mentions like, hey, I got a couple new recordings, and then it's on. Like they automatically just go and get together and start recording. But yeah, it's kind of crazy though. I'm just about to say this. Medicine at Midnight was actually started recording before the pandemic hit, which is kind of crazy. It means like the pandemic was a big, big part of them not being able to record. And their usual studio, number 606, was not what they used to record. And they used one of old Dave Grohl's houses. He lived like down the street a little bit, but like they were doing renovation in his house, so he had to move to this other place. And actually, really cool. He said that you could just hop a couple fences and you'd be in Slash's front yard. And then Steve Vai's house is like six blocks down, or houses down, which is really cool. Which means like it's kind of a small world out there in California. But yeah, Dave Grohl also talked about in the Guitar World magazine that the old house that they stayed in was kind of scary. There was just a lot of different things that happened, and it was just kind of like a rundown place. It wasn't like a modern studio that they were used to. And I mean, I think that would be totally crazy. Like, I used to live in an old house from, like, 1919, somewhere around then, and it was just, like, I mean, we made it more modern feeling, but, like, if I'm used to recording down here in my band room and in my basement, and I went back there when our basement is, like, super creepy and, like, unfinished, but I bet, like, that's probably what they felt, and I would think, like, with it being an old house, I bet, like, it would be, more echoey or something. I mean, that's just my opinions on it. But anyway, yeah, like I said, the old house was scary. And he said, he actually quoted, I'm quoting him right here from this magazine. It says, but I thought, well, you can creep yourself out if you're alone in an old house and you might, and you, at night, recording rock songs. And it's kind of funny, though, because, like, you're alone at night and just by yourself. But yeah, it's kind of, I'd be scared, to be honest, because I'm kind of scared sometimes at a lot of pretty small things. But anyway, like some weird things actually happened while they were in the house. Like some things were detuned guitars, like means they were tuned. Like they just left their guitars and they were like untuned when they came back to them. And then like weird things happened to the soundboard, like settings were changed. And then also, weird things also happened on their Pro Tools session, which is a recording device that I actually used to use, but now I use FL Studio 20, which is a great, great recording thing. I recommend it. It's kind of hard to use, though, so... But anyway, so... I was reading it more, and the people actually said that everyone felt creeped out, and like everyone kind of had their own opinion about it and didn't really say anything. And then they kind of talked about it, and like they all just kind of let it out, and they were sharing their opinions about different rooms, how they were all like messed up. And then like it just made them kind of look at it and just be like, whoa. I mean, I'd be pretty creeped out too. I mean, I don't know about you guys, comment about that. But yeah, like I said, Shame Shame was like one of the weirdest songs on their album, and it had a lot of different, not as Foo Fighters-y sound, I guess that I could say. Like I said, they played with different things. They used a Fender Champ amp. My dad has a Fender Super Champ. The Vibralux, I think that's a Fender amp. And then they used Telecasters, they used Stratocasters, and they also used a 1957 Les Paul Goldtop with PAF pickups, I think. But also, like I said, COVID put a big, big restraint on them, and they stopped recording when the pandemic hit, because, like I said, they had been recording before, but had to completely stop. I mean, that's kind of crazy, because, like, everything shut down. They probably weren't even able to go back to their old recording studio 606, which is probably what caused them to go back to the old house, maybe. I don't know for sure. But, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I said the scheduled time of release was delayed. And then also, after they had made more songs, they said that after the pandemic, they hoped to get right back on stage and as soon as possible so they could make more, or perform more. And yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but have you guys seen the Dave Grohl and Mandy Bushell do that drum off? I was just thinking about it. And they actually talked about it in that magazine as well. And it also kind of brought Dave Grohl to the thought that he was helping people enjoy things more. And what they did and what Mandy Bushell was there for was just kind of bring people joy and happiness in the time of just darkness and pain, I guess. Not really pain, but just maybe pain. But just like hardship. Yeah. But anyway, so that is like the main topic that I wanted to talk about. But also, I was listening to some AC/DC music today, and I just felt so good listening to it. I started listening to the Highway to Hell album. One of my favorite songs is Walk All Over You, which is such a good song. I love how it like goes into the chorus, and then of course Shot Down in Flames is good. And then, of course, you can't forget Highway to Hell. That's a great song, too. But, yeah, comment what you guys think is your favorite music by other... Like, it could be the Foo Fighters, could be AC/DC, could be anything. And, yes, just let me know. And also, a big shout-out to the Focusrite software and the interfaces, because they are such great... software and hardware, I guess. I'm actually recording with this, and it's really, really nice. So I recommend, if you guys want to record, maybe a podcast, maybe music, maybe something else, I definitely recommend using the Focusrite Scarlett Studio version. It has two inputs, and then you, there's also an output option, and then there's a couple other things that I don't really know about. But yeah. Just kind of sharing a little bit of what I prefer and what I use, just to give you guys a little bit of an example of what I'm used to. Just kind of, yeah, I guess sharing my opinion about what I am used to rather than, like I said, going back to my old house and having to, which I haven't, but like, you know what I mean, recording in the old house, but that wouldn't happen. But again, yes, thank you guys so much for listening to today's podcast. These podcasts are going to be around 15 to 20 minutes long, just to give you guys a little bit to listen to, maybe if you're waiting in line somewhere, or if you're just trying to sit down and enjoy a good day. I mean, I love listening to podcasts. I don't know about you guys. I listen to the Laugh Daily podcast by More J. Stu. Yeah, comment what you guys listen to, other than maybe this one. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and hope you guys have a great day. See ya.